First story crosses over to the United States this hour, where the White House has confirmed that a final deal, a nuclear deal with Iran, could include uranium enrichment. Now, the confirmation comes despite earlier denials by top U.S. officials that they would recognize Iran's enrichment rights. Now, the White House says it's prepared to negotiate a limited enrichment program. It says this is because Tehran has indicated in a public document that it is prepared to accept rigorous monitoring and limits on level, scope, capacity, and stockpiles of its nuclear enrichment. Crossing over to Madison, Wisconsin, joined by Professor Emeritus, University of Minnesota, James Fetzer. Thank you so much for being with us. Professor Fetzer, how do you see this, what appears to be at least a turnaround in front of the American people now that the United States is saying that it will accept, or it's possible that they could accept enrichment in the final deal?
Well, this is an extremely positive development that is giving me renewed confidence that the Obama administration may finally have found its way to a sane foreign policy in relation to these issues. The recent agreement with Syria to dispose of its chemical weapons was a giant step in the right direction. And now to reach a diplomatic resolution of the controversy with Iran would be a wonderful development, extremely positive, since Iran is not pursuing a nuclear weapons program in the first place. It should be easy for Iran to accommodate these concerns, given the recognition of Iran's right to the enrichment of nuclear material. What I am concerned about now is whether Iran will be allowed to do what it ought to be allowed to do in terms of the development of nuclear fuel rods, which you can sell to third world nations more cheaply than the American nuclear energy industry. That concerns me. That's a very important issue that ought to be resolved in Iran's favor. Otherwise, I think Benjamin Netanyahu and the entire Zionist movement is going to regard this as a massive defeat, and we have to be concerned about what irrational action they might take as a consequence.
What do you see? Do you think that we're seeing a change coming out of Washington? As you've just said, you mentioned as far as the war with Syria and basically avoiding that, and now this situation with Iran. Is there a transition in the making, or what do you see? How do you read what's going on?
Well, I think it's very tricky to interpret exactly what's going on. I will say that there may be, you know, growing awareness that our alliance with Israel has not been in the strategic interest of the United States. It appears to me that General Petraeus was taken out as the director of the CIA on the basis of surveillance information about his having a dalliance with his biographer, which normally wouldn't raise any eyebrows in Washington. If you took everyone in Congress who's had a dalliance out of office, the halls of Congress would be empty. So something very strange was going on there. I believe it was the use of NSA-acquired information going to Israel. And now it may be that there's a growing awareness that we're in a terrible, terrible situation when Israel has so much information it can exert excessive influence on our government. I would be very relieved to believe that we are working our way out of that morass. And if we next learn that we're curtailing Israeli access to NSA surveillance data, that would be a further positive sign. Whatever the explanation may be, it's an extremely good development for relations between the nations and suggests that we may be on the offing of a more peaceful situation in the Middle East.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Madison, Wisconsin, Professor Emeritus, University of Minnesota, James Fetzer.